This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is in the United Kingdom, where later today he will meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on his European trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We'll be watching how Biden and Johnson interact after past disagreements on policies, including Brexit, the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union. The White House earlier today said that President Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low and lower middle-income countries and the African Union over the next year. The U.S. plans call for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of this year, with the remainder sent overseas in the first half of next year. The White House also said Biden would call on the world's democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. Australia continues to recommend AstraZeneca for people over 50, despite a 52-year-old woman dying of brain clots blamed on the vaccine. The death confirmed today is only the second fatality in Australia to be blamed from the 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in the country since March. The first was a 48-year-old woman who died in April. The chief medical officer said AstraZeneca remained the recommended vaccine for people of 50 because of the reduced risk of the rare clotting with age.